We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Well, this will be day 7 of the heat wave, or maybe not. One thing seems pretty clear, though. There won't be a day 8 as the heat wave comes to a possibly dramatic end. AccuWeather's Dean DeVore is here to tell us all about it. Dean?
Well, yeah, that kind of long heat wave would kind of just want a dramatic end, wouldn't it? So we've got a line of thunderstorms, Lee, that I'm watching in central and western Pennsylvania that's kind of pushing towards us here. So anytime late this morning into the afternoon, there's going to be a couple to a few rounds of some thunderstorms in your neck of the woods, and that will break down this heat wave. Whether or not we officially get to 90 in the heart of the city or not today, it's going to be awfully close, but it's going to be awfully humid up until those thunderstorms get in, bringing those real feels well up into the 90s to near 100. If you're trying to get to the beach early in the day, especially those south-facing shores of Long Island, still high rip current risks. But the good news is the heat wave is going to come to an end tomorrow, much more comfortable with lower humidity and temperatures in the low to mid 80s, and I don't really see 90 on the thermometer the rest of the week, although there will be more humidity and thunderstorms returning at the end of the week for us. We'll keep you up to date minute by minute as we get ready for those big thunderstorms later on today, right here on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds.
Of course, the heat caused some problems over the weekend. The New York triathlon course was shortened to avoid endangering the triathletes. Nicole Bostic is one of the organizers.
We did our best to advise people, obviously, to hydrate before, during, and after the race, of course, and then all of our measures that we take on course to make sure that people are healthy. So we have medical personnel on hand, we have water, we have Gatorade, we have misters, we have ice towels.
The biking section was reduced from about 25 miles to about 12, running from 6 miles to 2.5. These tourists from the UK were going to go to Coney Island, but settled for a dip in the fountain at Washington Square instead.
This water's, it's not too cold and it's not too warm, so it's
lovely.
It's
I don't know whether it's the American thing to jump in the water, but we do crazy things in England as well, so.
Well, they might want to come back today. 90 for the high, real feels up around 100 until the thunderstorms come in this afternoon to break the heat wave. There is a church in Brooklyn where the bishop in charge is well known for decking himself out in a lot of jewelry when he's at the pulpit, and this proved to be a big problem during services yesterday. Roger Stern reporting live from Canarsie this morning. Roger?
Indeed it was, Lee. Three armed men burst into the Leaders of Tomorrow International Ministry on Remsen Avenue, and they robbed Bishop Lamore Whitehead and his wife of $400,000 in jewelry. The robbery was streamed live.
What you about to go through. Yo. All right.
Later, the bishop posted comments on social media.
When I seen them come into the sanctuary with their guns, I told everybody, get out. Everybody just get out.
No one was hurt. The robbers fleeing in a white Mercedes. The bishop is a colorful figure showing up at a police precinct recently, all bejeweled as he tried to arrange the surrender of a subway gunman. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds, live in Canarsie.
We get an unfortunately high number of hit and runs in the city, but this is a new low, a hit, rob, and run. Surveillance video shows a car ramming into a pedestrian on 169th Street near Home Avenue in the Bronx. Then as the victim lies unconscious, a man comes out of the car and steals the victim's fanny pack. Xavier Veras, who knows the victim, tells Pix 11 he's not sure this was a random attack.
They hit him. And they went to his body, started robbing him, like something was going on. There's definitely a backstory to that.
The 39-year-old victim is reported in critical condition. Cops are still looking for the four-door black sedan that hit him and the people who were in it, of course. French Bulldogs, depending on type, can sell for more than $12,000, and that makes them worth stealing, as the owner of seven French Bulldog puppies discovered over the weekend. The puppies were stolen from a building next to a home on Concord Road in Shirley around 3 in the morning yesterday. The owner tells Channel 7 Eyewitness News he thought he lived in a safe neighborhood.
I'm very disappointed in this community. So I thought my community was safe, and I guess it's not.
If you know where these puppies are, the Suffolk County Police would be delighted to hear from you. Doctors, nurses, and social workers who have a lot of student debt might want to consider going to work for the city.
Calling all behavioral and mental health professionals. The city wants to hire you. And to sweeten the deal, there's a student loan forgiveness program.
Funded by a $1 million grant from a generous and anonymous donor. It offers $30,000 to $50,000 to student loan forgiveness.
Mayor Adams made the announcement at Harlem Hospital. He said many health professionals would like to work in a city hospital, but the salary is below what private hospitals pay, and their student loan debt is significant, so they opt for a job in the private sector. But the mayor said mental health care is vital in the city.
The mental health crises we're facing is disproportionately among black and brown communities.
Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at Harlem Hospital.
The New York State Gaming Commission is expected to authorize three casino licenses downstate. Mayor Adams wants at least two of them in the city. And developers are getting all excited about possible locations. The New York Post reports those casino locations could include Hudson Yards, Willits Point near City Field, and Coney Island, Times Square, also a possibility. Related companies, the developer of Hudson Yards has had meetings at City Hall about putting a casino over the train tracks on the west side. And related chairman Stephen Ross is a major donor to Governor Hochul. Mets owner Steve Cohen has also reportedly spoken to City Hall about the possibility of a casino near City Field. Aficionados of Papaya King have been traveling to its location on East 86th Street to pay tribute before the hot dog and juice joint is demolished to make way for fancy apartments. Papaya King's been around for 90 years, founded by Greek immigrant Gus Poulos, who wanted to sell the fruit juices he discovered while vacationing in Florida. And while Papaya King spawned a number of imitators like Gray's Papaya and Chelsea Papaya, they never had much luck trying to franchise the business. It's not exactly known when Papaya King is going down, but it's going down. Gil Hodges is finally where he belongs in the Baseball Hall of Fame. He was inducted yesterday, some say about half a century too late, as Mark Renee is here to discuss. Mark?
And Lee daughter Irene Hodges might have put it best when she said her father was the dominant first baseman of the 1950s.
You will hear how he led all Major League first basemen during that decade in home runs, RBIs, hits, and games played. And you will hear also how he took a team affectionately known as the Lovable Losers and turned them into the Miracle Mets in just two short seasons.
Hodges, who died in April of 1972, just 2 days shy of his 48th birthday, part of a seven-member class that also included Jim Cott, Tony Oliva, David Ortiz, and the late Buck O'Neill. Mark Renee, 1010 Wins Sports.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.